This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. Thanks again for joining us. Tattoos may fade over time, but scandals, well, they can last forever. In 2010, five players from the Ohio State University football team inked a deal that would violate NCAA rules and make national news. If you enjoy this episode and want to hear more shocking sports events from history, be sure to tune in right here every day to our March Madness special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the spring of 2010, 20-year-old Ohio State University quarterback Terrell Pryor sat under the tattoo gun at the Fine Line Ink Parlor in Columbus. The Heisman hopeful was there with four of his Buckeye teammates, each looking to add some ink to their already impressive collection of tattoos.
When it came time to pay, however, parlor owner Eddie Rifkin told the five Buckeyes that he'd be willing to make them a deal. In exchange for a couple of autographs, he'd be willing to shave off a few bucks.
Without so much as a blink of an eye, the five players said yes. But in doing so, they violated NCAA rules for receiving improper benefits. They disqualified their amateur status. By the end of the year, the five players were suspended, and one of the leading college football programs was engulfed in scandal.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 21st episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 2010, to the Ohio State University tattoo scandal.
On December 23rd, 2010, Gene Smith, the Ohio State athletic director, announced that Terrell Pryor, Solomon Thomas, Devere Posey, Mike Adams, and Daniel Boom Heron had all been suspended for the first five games of the 2011 season.
They were suspended over the discovery of the tattoo kickbacks, but the school shocked the sports world by revealing the boys had also sold off memorabilia. Many had sold their jerseys and gear as easy ways to make a quick buck.
Pryor, in particular, sold off his 2008 Big Ten championship ring as well as a 2008 Fiesta Bowl sportsmanship award. All of this was in violation of NCAA rules.
The five players apologized for their actions and, in addition to the suspensions, were ordered to pay back various sums. They made their amends, and by the time 2011 started, it appeared that the scandal would fade away.
Until, in early March 2011, a report revealed that OSU head coach Jim Tressel was aware of the improper benefits as early as April of 2010, and more importantly, he failed to notify the school and the NCAA.
Tressel was immediately suspended for the first two games of the 2011 season and fined $250,000. A few weeks later, as a sign of solidarity with his players and contrition for his actions, Tressel requested the suspension be five games, the same number the players received.
But if Tressel and Ohio State had hoped that things would blow over, they were wrong. The NCAA, as well as various media outlets, continued to investigate Ohio State and Tressel's 10-year tenure as coach.
While Tressel may have brought the team back to national prominence, he also seemed to have promoted a culture of lawlessness. Reports uncovered that many of Tressel's players received improper benefits as early as 2002, including discounts on cars. Whether Tressel was directly aware of this or not, it was obvious that he had zero control of his locker room.
But the death nail came when it was reported that Tressel had lied in a September 2010 NCAA compliance document. In a sworn statement, he claimed he had zero knowledge of the free or discounted tattoos given to players back in the spring.
With the heat intensifying around the cover-up, he decided it would be best for the program and himself if he left. On May 30th, 2011, Jim Tressel resigned as OSU head coach. He left with a 106-22 record, 8 bowl wins, and 1 national championship.
More importantly, he left the school and football program, picking up the pieces of his disastrous locker room management.
In December 2011, the NCAA handed out sanctions to the Buckeyes. They received a 2012 postseason ban, the loss of 9 scholarships over 3 years, and 3 years probation.
Well, meanwhile, Jim Tressel received a 5-year show cause penalty, which more or less meant that he was banned from coaching for 5 years. If a school wanted to hire him, they'd need permission from the NCAA first. He never coached a game again.
As for the original 5 players that started it all, only Terrell Pryor made waves in the NFL, though those waves were minimal at best. Since entering the league, he hasn't been able to stay on a team for more than a few seasons. And like many college players, he'll be best remembered for what could have been.
Ohio State, meanwhile, survived the NCAA sanctions. They eventually hired famed coach Urban Meyer. And in 2014, they were the inaugural college football playoff champions.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.